Next, we have Diamond Circle National Sales Director, Jamie Cruz Venerios from Sarasota, Florida.
Energy, baby. Nobody's gonna follow anybody tired. Tired is a choice. Doesn't matter how much sleep, how little sleep. Bottom line is when you're going somewhere and you're going somewhere fast, you don't have time for tired. Yes? Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not tired. I am unapologetic. I am unwavering. Yes, I am addicted to empowering others to win. You can do it. Yes, you can do it. And this is what this company is all about. And I want to talk with you about that. I want to talk with you. If we're going to, in today's world where there's so many people addicted to reality shows and addicted to drugs and addicted to this and addicted to that, but how about we get addicted to people? Let's get addicted to people and love. Let's get addicted to this legacy and doing what Mary Kay Ash asked us to do. Asked us to do. Oh my gosh. Captivity in limitless thinking is no way to live. When you live a limited life, you're in captivity. When you continue to say no to those things that are calling you to be something greater and grander, you are captive to your own thoughts. And I want to talk to you about our founder. I want to talk to you about being addicted. And I know we don't have much time, so I'm going to go really, really quick. But last night, as I was with my directors in the top 10, and I have to say this, of the national area, there were two. There were two in the top five that had been in this company 6 months. Two in the top five that are triple star. Two in the top five because they made a decision. And right now, where you're going to be in 6 months has absolutely nothing to do with where you are today. And it has everything to do with where you're willing to put your mindset and make that decision that, you know what, you are not going back. You are not going back to average, because average is the worst, the best, and the best, the worst. And there's nobody average in here. You want to never, ever apologize for being exceptional. Ever. We don't come down to average. We don't dress down to average. We stay where we are and call them up. Leaders are to call the people that are in the average up to excellence, because God has created every single one of us to be magnificent, to walk in excellence, to walk in love. And so tonight, today, Sunday, I said to my directors, right now, it's up to you. It's up to you. It's anybody's game. I don't know if you saw the FSU game in Auburn, but I did. And it was like 1:30 in the morning. And I'm like watching this game, like, oh. I mean, it was just a few seconds. That's how fast God's favor can take your life from the pit to the palace, baby. And it's going to go from 0 to 100 mph, but you've got to believe it. You've got to believe in an exceptional God, a God of excellence. I don't know about you, but I do not apologize for partnering my life with the power, the source that does it all. God is the reason. God is the reason. I will not bow to anything else, because when we are elevated, it's because God has a purpose to speak something. To speak a message through your example. Because when you shine, he shines. Because this isn't about us. And Mary Kay, our founder, boy, did she shine. And she continues to shine because of the foundational principles. But that game was something else. You should Google it. Because it all came together in the last few seconds. And I'll never forget when they were interviewing the guy, the quarterback, Jameis. And he said, we knew it was ours. We knew it. I told him. Didn't matter what it looks like in the natural. Because whatever's going on in the natural is subject to change. It is subject to change. You need to look at your neighbor and say, this is subject to change. Just by the thoughts I think. And so I want to talk about leadership real quick. I'm going to keep this so I don't lose my... where fear is tolerated, faith is contaminated. You cannot go into this full of fear, and we cannot empower people to win when we are full of fear. You have got to be willing to have fearless conversations and love people enough to speak the truth. Stop the lies. It takes work to be successful. It takes excellent standards to be successful. It takes discipline to be successful, right? Oh, I don't know. At least it did for me. I mean, I worked hard and I am unapologetic for it. I love my life. I love my family. And it was a decision that, you know what? I am going to do the opposite of what the majority does. If the majority is going to watch TV, well, baby girl, I'm going to do the opposite. If the majority is going to go eat sugar all day long, well, baby, I'm going to do the opposite. Because you want to be that 1% to 3%, not just in Mary Kay, but in the world. You are 2% of the Mary Kay world. Now it's time for you to be 2% in the world. How many of you could get excited about being a world changer? A world changer. God wants to expand your influence, not just in the Mary Kay world, but outside of the Mary Kay world. And this is the platform that he can do it. A leader who is addicted to empowering others to win is not thinking about how much money they're going to make. They're thinking about how hungry is she. As long as she's hungry, I'm willing to feed her. And it doesn't matter if I make a dime, because if God has put her in my space, I am called to speak life into her. And it is a privilege to have people, whether you make a dollar or you don't make a dollar. But what I know about sowing is whatever you sow, God promises that hundredfold return. But you got to believe it. You got to believe it. Have to change your thinking. The desired present or desired future is relevant to your daily choices. It's just relevant to your daily choices. Okay? So the L for lead is love. You got to fall in love with Mary Kay. Not Mary Kay, just the company. Mary Kay Ash, the founder. I was trained by Mary Kay. I consider it the greatest privilege. What I know is when I envisioned Mary Kay, before I came into this room, and last night before, this is what I saw, a woman who was so addicted to empowering women to win that she was willing to make a decision, a selfless decision, when her husband had died, to continue to move forward. Life is life. And when you are addicted to your purpose, when you are addicted to helping others, life is life, and you keep moving. You keep moving. You don't stop. You've got to stop allowing distractions to keep you from moving forward. Mary Kay, she never did it. She just kept moving forward. She kept moving forward. The stories that I wasn't around, but where she'd show up at Jamboree after burying her husband. Who does that but a woman who is addicted to loving others? That is a leader who is addicted to loving others. Or what about the woman? And I saw her when she walked out on stage after having a stroke and couldn't say a word. But she didn't have to. All she did was stand. You see, Mary Kay Ash didn't have to say a word, because her presence, the love that exuded from her, was all evident. Mary Kay Ash, when she came out on that stage, I want you to imagine, because I don't think I could have done it. Can't speak, but she loved us so much. She knew that her coming out on that stage would inspire and empower you and me to carry on. It's not easy, but it's required. E, excellence. Excellence. Leaders of leaders, they don't apologize for excellence. They are excellent, and you can expect excellence when you are excellent. When you are average, you expect average. So as a leader, you want to be excellent. A, addicted. Addicted. Absolutely addicted. Don't put this thing down. Don't put this thing down. When it is on your mind all day long, you know what? You know. I mean, I'm in Disney World with my family. I can't stop thinking about my directors. I'm like, because every single moment was an inspiration for me to get on that Voxer and say, you can do it. You can do it. I don't put it down and I don't apologize for it because it's my core. It's who I am. And D, discipline. Discipline. Habits cannot be formed without daily discipline. They cannot be formed without daily discipline. And the habit is the child of discipline. So when you discipline yourself daily in every area of your life, not just one, every area of your life, when we every single day are disciplined, then we see the habits that are what we have got to require and master to help others win. You know, it's up to you how you want this to go in the next 6 months. What you decide right now in your mind, who you decide to surround yourself, will absolutely, absolutely predict where you'll be June 30th, 2014. And what I know is that you can do anything, anything that you have the power to envision in your mind. So focus on that. Don't focus on the left. Don't focus on the right. If God has given you that vision, the ability to see it, it's going to happen if you never, ever give up. So God bless you. Thank you so much for this privilege. All right. Oh God.